This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is 12:09. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I'm telling you, this morning when I woke up, I called Paul Douglas. It was 6:24 in the morning. My kids had an apple orchard event with the folks at Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church. And I was like, Paul, I don't really want to go out there because it is cold. And it might rain. Where's my 90 degrees? It was just 90 degrees the other day. I know it's coming. I have to tell y'all, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. You know, I layered up so that the kids could get to the apple orchard this morning. But I have to tell you, it was a chore. It would have been a lot easier to just run out of the door and go if we didn't have to put on boots because of the mud and gloves and hats and coats and 15, 72 layers. But it's coming. It's Minnesota. I know, Linnea. I know, Brenda. I know what y'all are telling me. It's Minnesota, Shaletta. Just get used to it. But I just had that 90-degree day, and I want it back. It's like an old boyfriend that you really didn't want to break up with, but you loved him more than he loved you, and he left. You know, that's how I feel with the 90 degree weather. All right. Now, listen, y'all know I am nosy rosy. I like to know what's going on with other people. You know, for me, there's nothing better than hearing a secret except telling it. And so a couple of weeks ago, we had the Minneapolis Police Department here, and they were talking about they were going to Alabama. They were recruiting at a historically black college and universities to find more black women to join the force. And I'm looking at Channel 4 and I'm looking at Channel 11, and everybody's doing stories with Kia Boyd and Crystal, the officers who were here on my show. Couple weeks ago, I'm just say I was the first person talking about this. And so I didn't appreciate that somebody else had the update before I did. So I said, Sergeant Kia, you got to come on my show. And she said, Shaletta, I'm out of town. And I was like, I don't care that you are in California. I don't really care. You coming on my show to talk about what happened in Alabama, because I'm not going to watch you on all these other networks talking about this. And you don't give. Hey, Jimmy, Jimmy's in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Looking good. Hey, Jimmy. That's Jimmy Erickson, the producer on the Vanita Sarkar show in the morning, Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. So I said, Kia, you're coming on my show. I don't care that you're away in California, because I want the update. And she is joining us now, courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Sergeant Kia, I have to say, I'm feeling some kind of way that I'm watching you on everybody else's newscast when nobody was talking about this until I was talking about this.
Yes, but you got the word out. So you had the exclusive that we were heading down there.
Well, I guess if you put it that way, it makes me feel a little bit better. Okay. I like the way you put it, girl. Okay. I'll take that. But you and Officer Crystal, y'all came on the show a couple of weeks ago before you headed down to Alabama for this historic trip. After George Floyd died, the Minneapolis Police Department really, you all were intentional about diversity and recruiting. And so I want you to talk to me, because we spent three segments on this show talking about that trip and the logistics and, you know, how you guys came up with the idea. And you're back now. You went for the day for this career fair at Alabama A&M University. Tell me what that was all about and what it was like.
It was about reconnecting with our former intern, Jayla Hall, who's a senior now at Alabama A&M, and just showing up, showing our support for her at her career fair. Again, she gave us great insight on what we need to do and where we need to meet the students. And so I took her up on that offer, and we headed down there. And it was so welcoming. The door was open for us. They showed us to our table. We had additional local news stations down there, and Jayla definitely helped us out with letting the other students know that we were going to be down there.
And what was the reception like? Because you traveled a long way, 900 miles.
Yes.
And when you look at career fairs at colleges and universities, it's usually a banking company, an accounting firm, a hospital. Rarely have I seen a police department recruiting at a college career fair. So what was the reception like when the students saw you in uniform?
Yes, it was shock initially on their faces, even some of the staff, surprised that we would travel this far. And it meant a lot to tell them that they're worth it and that we are willing to travel this far, because we know there's good students here that can potentially become good Minneapolis police officers.
Now, tell me about those students, the ones that you met. What was that like? What was that encounter like when they came up to the booth? Was it more that they were inquiring about the Minneapolis Police Department, that they have an interest in careers in law enforcement?
Yes.
What was that like?
Yes, it was, because they do have a criminal justice major down there, but it's also a lot of the females that were coming to our tables were more in psychology, of course, as I mentioned before, and sociology, and just having them see a table full of females, from lieutenant, sergeant, and officer, and even an intern, all females representing a police department, it kind of changed their mindset. Like, oh, you're actually female officers? And just letting her know and them know that your tools that you're learning here can be used out on the street as well.
And so did you have a successful recruiting event when you look back over this time and the energy and the effort it took to get down there? What were the results like? Would you consider this a success?
Yes, I would, because I was shocked to even hear. Usually when you go down south and people here in Minnesota, they equate that to the winters, and I'm always hearing it's too cold. But actually, I was surprised to hear the number of students that were actually looking to get out of Alabama and wouldn't mind relocating.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, we've got a new wave of the Great Migration. People are talking about it all the time when you look at the statistics. And I was very shocked to find out that, you know, the population of African Americans in Minnesota, the state overall, has jumped 122% since the last time they took a census. And I have to say, that's not even including biracial. That is just, you know, you identify as Black. When you start adding biracial, those numbers go up, but that's a triple digit percentage point. So people are relocating to the Twin Cities for education and opportunities and all sorts of things. And so, you know, I just kind of want to know when they came to, because I'm nosy, when they came to the table, like, what were some of the first questions that they asked?
Well, at first they're like, do we have a Minneapolis in Alabama? And then we, no, this is up north in Minnesota. They're like, oh, we wasn't sure. And then just the question of, you guys traveled all the way down here and why? And just letting them know, because you're worth it, because we want to recruit you.
Wow.
And so just just reaffirming to them, and you could tell, you know, just, and even if they didn't choose Minneapolis, letting them know that, you know, walk around here with your head up. These agencies and other organizations are here because they want you.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I know what the students took away, but what did you take away? Because I know you went there to give, but you came home with something. You know, what was the one nugget, you know, as you were back on the plane coming back to the Twin Cities that you took?
That, honestly, that our department, the Minneapolis Police Department, is heading in the right direction, that we're being progressive and open-minded, and that the door isn't being closed when I bring ideas to the table. You know, it's more so instead of, we don't have the funding to, we'll try to make it work. If we believe in you, Kia, and if you say this is what we need to do, and I'm saying it's worth a try.
And, girl, I'm telling you, when you have a boss or people in charge who will listen to and appreciate your ideas,
yes.
it's just amazing.
Yes.
It's amazing. Well, Kia, I'm going to let you go ahead and get back to your California trip. I do appreciate you taking a break and taking some time to chat with me and give me the lowdown. Yes.
It's a work trip, so I had to include it.
Well, thank you. Thank you, because otherwise I would have been real salty at you for talking to all the other media. And before you go, I just have to say, girl, y'all blew up. Everybody in town, you know, I think the NBC, CBS, ABC, somebody was like, they own CBS. And then somebody said, they own ABC. Somebody said, they own NBC. So, you know, the report that the Minneapolis Police Department was in town, the word got out. And, you know, it was just really nice to see that positive story about our city win. The last time, you know, people in Alabama heard about us and heard national news, it was the police department doing something to a man named George Floyd. And this time, some police officers are coming to recruit students. So it was just a really good positive story, a really good positive trip. And I'm so grateful that you shared some of that with us.
Yes. And thank you for being along with us on this journey.
Oh, girl, I'm right there. I'm nosy. I want to know what's going on, what y'all going down there for. And when y'all got there, what happened? I got to give my viewers and listeners the scoop, because, you know, you came on right before y'all got ready to leave. And, you know, next thing I know, you all over TV. I was like, well, you got to come back here and give us an update, too. So
yes,
I'm checking that off the box. You have a great day. And thank you so much for being on the show.
You too. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. And y'all stick around. We've got more to come. It is 12:24. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I just have to say, I was happy that the Astros won, but I think I was even more sad that the Twins lost. A lot of heartbreak. My friend Justin Pawhowski is probably in therapy. Poor thing. I tell you, I don't know a more dedicated Twins, Vikings, and Timberwolves fan than my friend Justin. I mean, and he has passed this down to his children. He has convinced his friends to buy season tickets. I was asking Sean, what are you doing with season tickets to the Timberwolves? He was like, oh, well, Justin, you know, wanted all of us to get season tickets so that we can all go. I was like, we got four kids. We can't get to the Timberwolves games like that. So we wind up like giving them away to, you know, friends and neighbors, you know, when we can't go to the games because the kids have homework or they got to be to bed at a certain time. So we probably give away more of these tickets than we do, you know, keep them and go and enjoy the games ourselves. But I was heartbroken. But, you know, one of the most fun things that came out of that series was the duel between Chris Lindahl and Mattress Mack. You know, and I don't know if you all know Mattress Mack, but he is a Houston icon. He is the owner of Gallery Furniture. It has been the furniture store in Houston, Texas, since I was a little girl. Probably started when I was 5, and I'm 51 right now. And, you know, just built up this huge empire. He sponsors all of the sports teams. He goes to all of the games, and he's pretty much made of money. Right. And so when Chris Lindahl came out with the billboards around town that said, hey, Mattress Mack, you've never seen Twins like this. I had to tap Chris on the shoulder, and I was like, bruh, you don't want it with Mattress Mack. He's a Houston icon. He's a legend. He's made of money. You don't have Mattress Mac money. Watch yourself, Chris Lindahl. Keep your arms open, but your pockets are going to be empty messing with Mattress Mac. He's going to have you out here selling trap houses. You don't want it with Mac. And so Chris and I had a good laugh about it, but I was serious because Mattress Mac makes multi-million dollar bets on the sports teams in Houston. I remember one year he said if the Astros won the World Series, that if you had bought furniture from any one of his stores in the past 30 days, that you could bring your receipt back and he would reimburse you all of the furniture that you bought. And I tell you, that year the Astros won the World Series, and do you know what he did? He had to reimburse $17 million in furniture that was purchased from his stores. And, you know, he's not just a strategic businessman and a good marketing person, but, you know, for those of you who saw the billboards and were wondering who Mattress Mac was, during Hurricane Harvey, that historic storm that crippled Houston, took so many lives, he had his furniture stores filled with furniture, and he opened them up to anybody who needed shelter. And you had people sleeping on brand new mattresses, bunk beds, model kitchen floors and mats. You had people sleeping on sleeper sofas on the floors at his stores who had lost everything because their homes were flooded. This man, for hundreds, almost 1,000 people were in his stores sleeping, living for an entire week. He fed them. He made sure they had clothes. And when they did find a place to stay, he provided them with furniture, all free of charge. And that's just what this man is known for. It's what he does. It's what he continues to do in the Houston area. And so, you know, to come back at Chris Lindahl, he bought, 29 billboards around Houston, around the Twin Cities, to poke fun at Chris Lindahl. But the big winner in all that was my very own bed. It's a local nonprofit that provides beds for kiddos who don't have a bed, families who are in transition, families who are coming out of homelessness, and the children are sleeping on the floor. And I don't know if any of you have ever slept on a floor, but as a child, not to have your own bed, it does something to you. And so what Chris Lindahl did is for every Astros, for every Twins home win, for every win that the Twins had, I think it was 91, he donated 91 beds to my very own bed. And so that organization was so grateful, and they're getting those beds out to kiddos who are on their wait list because they had a wait list of children. There's a wait list of children out there, y'all, who don't have a place to sleep. And so now, because Chris Lindahl opened his big mouth and challenged Mattress Made of Money Mac to a billboard campaign, 91 kiddos in the Twin Cities now have a bed to sleep in. Now, don't go anywhere. Don't sleep on the rest of this show, because I got me a special celebrity guest coming up next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't even talk for trying to put up the social media post to let everybody know she is here. Miss Pat is live on the Shaletta Show on WCCO Radio, and I cannot be more happy. Miss Pat, oh my God, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's cold as hell down there.
Look, let me tell you something, Miss Pat. You better go ahead and get your tights, your leggings, okay? It gets cooler at night when that sun go down. You got to get ready for Minneapolis. But I tell you what, it's cool here, but you're about to heat up the stage because you are coming to the Pantages Theater. I've been telling all my friends about it, and everybody is so excited to have you in town.
I'm so excited to be there, too. I can't wait to get down there. I'm going to have on 2 weeks.
Because, baby, keep that head cool. Keep that head cool. Now, we're talking about October the 20th. Now, the average high for this time of year is well about where we are. But listen to Miss Pat. Let me tell you something. It's good for you right now because there's no snow on the ground. See, this time last year, we had 4 or 5 inches of snow on the ground. So it's no snow on the ground. So you're actually doing good.
Well, I can't wait to get there. You know, this is my first theater tour, and when they put you guys on the schedule, I was like, yay, I ain't been there in a while, so I'm excited. I can't wait to see everybody. And y'all please hurry up and get those last little few tickets because we almost sold out.
I know. That's what I've been telling people. That's why I got you on the show today. I want you to be able to say you have a sold-out show, Miss Pat at Pantages, October the 20th. You can go to MissPatComedy.com for the show information and to get your tickets. And Miss Pat, I don't know if you've ever performed in Pantages Theater, but it is beautiful. It will blow you away.
Well, I haven't performed there, and I'm looking forward to performing there. Also, don't forget October the 20th, October the 18th, 2 days before I get there, my new show, Miss Pat Settles It, drops on BET.
I am so excited about that. I told one of my cousins, she is like a Miss Pat super fan. She was blown away. Now, Miss Pat, tell me how this show came about.
Girl, I don't know. I tell you, I went and pitched it with somebody else in mind, and they was like, no, won't you do it? And I'm like, I'm a convicted felon. They was like, you be all right with TV. You can get all the way rehabilitated on TV. I said, okay. And so now I'm Judge Miss Pat.
Judge Miss Pat. So it's going to be, Miss Pat, so it's going to be like a show. You're going to be settling disputes, kind of like a Judge Judy.
It's like a Judge Judy, girl, with real cases, real money, and real funny.
Oh, my God. You got to tell us what we're looking forward to. I know you can't tell everything because you want everybody to tune in on the 18th on BET, but can you give us a sneak peek of one of your favorite episodes so far?
Well, I mean, it's a lot like Judge Judy. Judge, you just can't say the things that I say. I think one of my favorite episodes is it was this guy was suing his friend for taking her dog, and he really didn't want a dog. And I ended up giving him the dog back. He's like, yay! Oh, I got the dog. Boy, I holler.
So he didn't even want the dog. He just didn't want the other friend had a... See, that's
so
fault.
He
that's
wanted fault. The money. He was suing for $1,000 because she done changed the dog name to Maya Angelou and everything. You know how black folks do. Baby, we're going to make our heroes wherever we can get our heroes.
She done named the dog. And wait, I ain't even going to tell you. I got a Maya Angelou shirt on right now. See, I need a dog named Maya Angelou.
So, but it's really funny. It's real cases, real money, and real funny.
Well, you got to tell me this. For folks who have not seen Miss Pat, this may be the first time they're hearing about Miss Pat. What can they expect at the Pantages Theater? Because let me tell you something about Minnesota. Is we love going out and supporting people who come, comedians and entertainers and singers. And we will go see somebody that we ain't never heard of before. So there's some folks who are listening and who are looking at that calendar and you're saying, okay, I'm free on October 20th. I think I want to go to the Pantages Theater and check this Miss Pat out. I heard her on Shaletta's show. What can they expect?
Nothing but the real. I mean, I don't make up anything. I talk about life. I'm married. I got kids. I got grandkids. So I tell crazy stories. And then, you know, I had a kid at 14. I talk about any and everything that goes on in my life. But I will say this. Y'all, I do use a few profanity words. So y'all going to have to leave Jesus on the coat rack and pick him up on the way out.
You not, Miss Pat, you going to ask us to co-check the Lord, Miss Pat?
Yes, because the Lord wants you to laugh. That's why he brought me to your city.
You know what? One of my favorite scriptures says, the joy of the Lord is my strength, baby. And if you can't laugh at life, you ain't going to have no joy.
And that's what I tell people all the time. If you can't laugh, there's something wrong with you, because I'm going to laugh. I find everything funny. Ask my kids.
I love it. Now, do you have any connections to Minnesota? Any family or friends that you're looking forward to seeing?
No, all my black folks born down there in the heat down south.
Right? See that? And look, and that's why you coming up here to this cold. We're going to cool you off. Now, listen, when you come to town, we got to connect. I want to take you to the best restaurant. I want to make sure you get the best hospitality. We want to roll out the red carpet. We're going to take you over to Prince's house. We're going to let you take a tour. And then Prince's favorite.
Wait a minute. I heard Prince be charging. Now you know
I'm gonna get you in the bag though. Now you know I'm gonna hook you up like bootleg cable in the projects. Don't play with me, Miss Pat. Don't play with me.
I was gonna say I don't know if I can fit through Prince Wonder, but I wanna go.
I got you. I want to make sure we roll out the red carpet for Miss Pat, one of our new queens of comedy coming to the Twin Cities. And I tell you, I want to make sure when you leave our town, that you have a smile on your face and we have given you as much as you're going to give us on October 20th.
Well, I can't wait to get there. Come on, Minnesota, get a resident ticket because I'm about to clam through Prince Wonder.
No, Miss Pat, we're going to open the door. We're going to crack it just big enough for me and you to fit in because, baby, we ain't finna bust out the windows. If he gonna give us some bad dreams. I don't want Prince haunting me in my sleep.
Well, I can't wait to get there. Thank you so very much, Minnesota. I can't wait to come feel some of that cool air. I am excited.
Well, we are excited to have you. We can't wait to see you. Remember, everybody, October 20th, Pantages Theater, Miss Pat. But if you want to get a sneak preview of what to expect, October 18th, her new show, Miss Pat Settles It, debuting on BET. And I tell you, if you have not seen Miss Pat yet, you are missing a treat. Thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show. We love you. We can't wait to see you.
Well, thank you for calling me.
All right. And y'all stick around. We've got more to come. The one thing I love is that, you know, people are coming back to the studio again. And it is so fun. It is just a different energy to have guests and to be able to bring them in and spend some time with them. It's just a different vibe. And so it's so good to have Ms. Dorothy here with me. Hey, Ms. Dorothy, how are you?
I am doing so well. It is just good to be here with you in studio.
I know. You look amazing. And, you know, I'm just so grateful for the work that you do as an African-American children's book author myself. It is so difficult sometimes to find spaces that celebrate books that are written by and feature Black people. I didn't realize that there were walls and there were groups of people who are diligently trying to get our books off the shelf. In Texas and Alabama and Louisiana. And so to have you say, come, I've got this amazing event and I want to celebrate Black authors. It's like a dream come true. So the 7th annual Minnesota Black Authors Expo is happening next Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at De La Salle High School. You are putting this on, Ms. Dorothy, and it is just going to be an amazing event. I wanted to make sure everyone had this marked on their calendar.
Absolutely. And it is going to be the bomb. It is going to be the place to be. It's such a sacred space, but fun space. And so we're going to have a DJ there all day, DJ Digi, and we're going to have storytellers. So from the Black Storytellers Alliance, they will be there. We'll also have people there from George Floyd Square. But most importantly, we'll have all of these 30 Black authors, and I'm talking about Afrofuturism authors, children's book authors. We'll have memoir authors. We'll have fiction writers there, and it is going to be the place to be.
And, you know, a lot of times we don't get that space. We don't get that place to showcase our books, to showcase the work that we do. Why did you feel like it was important to bring everybody together?
Well, let me say, this is not me. Devonna Pittman and Jasmine Buddha, they started this 7 years ago, and I came as a volunteer. I didn't even know these women. I had just gotten back to Minnesota, and they were throwing this wonderful event because they had books on the shelves, and they didn't know how to get to the readers. And so they said, let's bring the readers to us. And so they started out in little bitty old neon, and the little neon space over north, and it was packed all day. And people were like, why are you having in this little bitty space? We didn't know. We didn't know. And then the next year we got a bigger place and doubled the space and it was packed. And so we finally in 2019 brought it to De La Salle High School in the big gymnasium. And we had 60 authors there. It was amazing. So it was Devonna Pittman and Jasmine Buddha who started this thing in 2017.
And I love me some Devonna Pittman. I was just with her. I got an award this week from the Minnesota Retailers Association, and she was there clapping louder than anyone. And so I love her and her husband and her entire family. Now, tell me this, and I want to talk about this a little bit, because too often times we take great ideas to the grave. Great ideas about books and other things that we want to do, they die on the kitchen table. They die on the phone with our girlfriend. We never move from the idea. And you know, I tell people all the time, for me, success is not a dollar amount. Success is when you can take an idea from inside of your head and put it in front of your face. And so I remember the day I looked at my books, all four of my books, and I thought, you know what? If nobody ever buys a copy, I have succeeded, because I took an idea for a book and created one. And you have a writer's boot camp as a part of this event. So it's not just you come and buy the books and give them to your children or get a memoir and get it inspired. This is an opportunity for people who think, I got a book in me, I got an idea in me, to come and get the information they need so they can get started. For me, and I want to go there and sell my books, don't get me wrong, and I want to buy other people's books. But for me, I want to see more books like mine, more books like Crown Shepherd's books, more books like Dr. Artika Tyner's books on the shelves. And this is an opportunity to do that.
And I agree. And this year's theme, I am just really excited about: Dreaming in Color, Telling Our Stories to Save Our Lives. And that's what it does. Bringing those ideas from inside your head can sometimes save your life, because you are really, it's part of therapy for some people to write a book and be bold, because you have to be courageous to put your ideas and your life on paper and have people judge it. And so, but we're okay with that. And so the Writer's Boot Camp is for anyone who is an emerging author, or you could be an author that has a book and don't know how to get it out. They'll teach you how to publish, how to get an editor. There will be publishers there to just tell you all of the ins and outs of getting your book published, as well as seasoned authors who will tell you about the process.
I love it. I love it. Now, I'm working, and I hate that I'm not going to be there for the whole thing, because I would love to be at that writer's boot camp to talk to them about marketing. Because the problem that I'm seeing is there's a disconnect between the idea in the book and getting it out there, and then getting it into people's hands. And so that's why this Authors Expo is so important, because it gives these authors, this may be the only opportunity they have all year to sell their books and get it to people. Talk to me about how important it is for people to come out and buy these books.
Well, we want everybody to come. This is not a Black event, first of all. Let me start with that. We have educators, we have psychologists, we have authors, we have children, and the Hennepin County Library and St. Paul Public Library support this for the last 5 years. And Hennepin County Library in particular, they sponsor our Kids Corner. And we have children there writing, and we have them having a lot of fun and really learning that you don't have to be an adult to write a book. We have some children authors that are going to be there as well. One of our children's authors will be Mahdi Abdul Razak, and he wrote a book about being gluten-free, and we're so excited about that. And his dad said every day, he asked me, is it time yet? Is it time yet to go talk about my book? So this event is for everyone. It is going to be fun. We're going to have some really important guests there. Everybody that's going to be there is important, let me say that. But Gary Hines will be there talking about our theme, Dreaming in Color, Telling Our Stories to Save Our Lives, and he'll be talking about the importance of music in telling our story. Davu Saru will be there from the University of Minnesota, the Givens Collection that he is the curator for. He'll be talking about how important it is that this vast collection is there for everyone.
Okay, so folks are listening. They're DMing me. They want more information. Where can they go? What's the website?
It is MNBlackAuthorsExpo.com.
MN Black Authors Expo. You do not want to miss it. The brainchild of one of my dearest friends here in the Twin Cities, Devonna Pittman. This is the 7th annual event. Excuse me, going on at De La Salle High School Saturday, October 21st. That's next Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And like Miss Dorothy says, we want to stress this. This is a showcase of Black authors, but this is for everybody. So we want you teachers out there who are looking for more Black books to put on your shelf. This is for the white mothers who have biracial children, or the white grandmothers who have biracial children. And the only books you have right now for your grandbabies are mine. This is an opportunity to get more of those children's books by diverse authors showing diverse subjects. So we want to make sure you're there. Spoken word, Kids Corner, food truck, a DJ, free. Free. See, I got you there, didn't I? I got you. Free and open to the whole family. Miss Dorothy, thank you so much for being here. And I can't wait to get to this event when I get off from work next Saturday.
Thank you for having me.
All right, y'all, stick around. We've got 2 more hours of the Shaletta Show.